So make no mistake there, you'll end up a steak rare. So always be on your guard, for this life is hard. Death is a breath away every day. That's Watch Out for the Bat by Roger Glover and guests, featuring John Gustafson. And that sums up a lot about life, I think. You know, you can never really relax and be happy, because nothing ever stays the same. Things always change. And I think to survive in any way you see as being survival, you have to watch out, be on your guard, because death is a breath away. If you've ever sort of been driving in a car and imagine that truck was 3 foot the other way, that would be it, end. And that's a breath away. And this is Roger Glover, philosophizing on life. This is Roger Glover. I'm talking to you about my feelings on the Butterfly Ball and about the music scene lately. In Deep Purple, we weren't really aware of what we were doing. We were just doing what came naturally. It just happened that it caught people's imagination and people liked it. That's no cop-out. I believe in what we did, quite sincerely. Since leaving Deep Purple, I listened to our old albums, and there's a few I laugh about. Musically, every once in a while someone says, oh, big bands are coming back, or rock and roll's coming back, which isn't really true. Nothing ever comes back. But I think when people are lost, they look to the past for maybe some reassurance, I don't know. And I've found that most bands, when they sort of get too complicated, always go back to rock and roll, back to the roots. And probably the same goes for ballad singers and jazz people. Eventually, they always go back to their roots, because at the roots, you usually find the core of communication. I'm trying to get to Africa at the moment, because I want to understand more about African music. I want to use that influence. I think it's in places like that that you're going to find what communication really is about. And it's a very primitive sort of communication. And because of that, it's very strong. I've found that as I get more musically sophisticated, I've found myself wanting to get back to simpler forms. I always say simplicity is the essence. And although there will be the Mahavishnu orchestras, they're not going to sort of stay around doing that all the time. They have to get simpler to get to the mass of people. Although I like them, they'll always be a fringe, you know, an outside thing. As to ballads, there'll always be sentimentality. You know, women are always the same. Women don't change much. Well, certainly not in a short span like 20 or 30 years. They're still looking for the same things. They're still looking for love and reassurance, and they're always going to fall prey to the romantic ballad. So it's not really a trend thing. Romantic ballads will always be around. I mean, they have been for a long time. My own project, Butterfly Ball, is something of a new direction. Well, certainly for me. It's not a new direction as such, because there's been Tommy and Jesus Christ Superstar and various albums that have a theme. Doing an album with a theme, it's a framework within which to work, which for me certainly is very important. In Deep Purple, that was our framework. We decided pure rock and roll excitement, and that was our framework. I've tried since then to write just, you know, for no reason. Get up in the morning, have a cup of tea, go to the piano and say, right, today I'm going to write a song. That doesn't work for me. I have to have a goal to work towards. And for that reason, a theme is a good framework. You know, I'm not in a band. I don't particularly want to go back on the road and do the grind again. So for me, it works well. Love Is All is the song that sums up this framework of the Butterfly Ball. The poem says, sing his favorite song, which goes, love's all you need. That, I'm sure, was a reference to the Beatles. And my job, really, was to write another All You Need Is Love, which many would say is a rip-off. But, you know, again, it fitted the theme. It was needed. I wrote this with Eddie Hardin, and we battled for ages over how to write such trite lyrics and make them sound as if, you know, they were real. In fact, they are real. It would be a great opportunity to write something that would change history and that people would live together. But I know that's a dream. Even so, you have to write it sounding real. And so we wrote Love Is All, and sung again by Ronnie Dio, who must be one of my favorite singers. And there's another illustration in the book called The Most Wonderful Tune in the World. And I looked at that title and thought, oh no, I'm never going to be able to write that. I mean, that's a real challenge. So I sidestepped that by including that more or less in Love Is All. And the main character in The Most Beautiful Tune in the World, or The Most Wonderful Tune in the World, is a violin player. So the solo had to be a violin solo. I think a lot of my future is going to be tied up with the butterfly ball, because I can see it becoming a lot of different things. I can see it becoming a musical or a pantomime. It's also going to be a cartoon film. They're working out the details of that now, but I think it will be probably lots of 5-minute films, you know, so 30 or 45 minute films, which will include most of the music that I've written and also be a vehicle for me to write new music for. So I can see a few more albums coming out from that, as a matter of fact. Since coming from Deep Purple, it's my first real project on my own, and it sort of means a lot to me. And I really hope you enjoy it, and I've really enjoyed talking to you and try to explain some of the reasons why I do things. This is Love Is All, and I hope you enjoy it.